I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, good Saturday morning. As mentioned, the white snow, 25 degrees on the outside. And on the inside, we have Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located right there at the corner of 12th and Milne Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us, of course, in the studio for this morning's edition of Birdwatch is Roger Taylor.
Hi, Mr. Abramowski.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing good.
Well,
doing
I'm
good.
Just about done with my work day, and so that makes it easier for me to be good, but I'm glad you're doing fine.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of day to go yet.
Yeah, you're just getting started.
That's right.
Well, let's do the trivia question right out of the get-go.
Oh, okay.
First, if you get this right, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's.
Groovy.
It's the only place you can get Rogers Blend. And you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where soon... not immediately, certainly not this weekend, you'll actually see hummingbirds at the River Lake Inn.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And your gift certificate there, if you go with a buddy, your meal is half price. And to get said prizes, all you need to do is to tell me, how are a vulture's feet different than all other raptors? How and why? I guess it's a two-part question. But I guess if you can answer any part of that question, you're getting to the answer.
All right.
And so raptors are a large group of bird, owls, hawks, eagles, a number of species, generally meat-eating birds. And but the vulture is atypical in their feet. And how is it different, and why is it different? 382-4280-877-382-4280. If you think you know the answer to how are a vulture's feet different than all other raptors, and sort of why are their feet different?
All right, there we have it. The first one to give it a try this morning from Otsego, Theodore. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Theodore. How you doing? Hello?
Okay, maybe he...
I think he's chosen not to share his answer.
Had a change of thought.
Yeah.
Let's head back down here to Kalamazoo. Chris, good morning.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. How were vultures' feet different than all other raptors, and why are they different?
Are they smaller and maybe weaker because they don't have to, you know, catch or hold on to their prey because it's already dead?
And you get it exactly right. Vultures don't kill and carry anything off. They just find their meals and eat in place. And as a result, their feet don't have the strength that other raptors do because they don't capture anything. The stuff they eat isn't running anymore, and it holds pretty still. And for getting that right, Chris, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from our friends at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn.
Thank you so much, Roger. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Hold on. We're going to send you back in to Matt, and he'll need some info from you. And then, as we say every week, dinner for you and the birds is on us. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Hang on the line, and we'll get you all set for that. Birdwatch this morning on 590 WKZO. Comments and questions for Roger, 382-4280.
For seafood lovers, Fish Fest is going on now through April at the River Lake Inn. Come and enjoy the freshest fish and seafood, including 2 6-ounce Maine lobster tails, choice of potato and salad bar for just $32.95. Throughout Fish Fest, River Lake Inn will feature at least four of the best seafood selections on the market, including Canadian walleye, yellow lake perch, Mississippi catfish, fresh salmon, Great Lakes whitefish, Blue Point oysters, fresh scallops, jumbo Gulf shrimp, New Zealand orange roughy, Idaho rainbow trout, and Alaskan snow crab, just to mention a few. Daily specials will vary based on what's available fresh, not frozen. And the River Lake Inn will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day from Friday, March 14th through Monday, March 17th. Come out for their homemade corned beef and cabbage with boiled potatoes and carrots, just $15.95, including their famous salad bar. It's going on right now at the River Lake Inn. Open since 1976, wonderful food in Southwest Michigan's most tranquil country setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call, 269-432-2626.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Do you have the can't wait to garden itch? I do. And gardeners of all ages are itching to get their hands dirty and plant something. Now's the time to start the planting season by browsing the seed department at Waddell's Garden Center. This week, all seeds are 30% off. Yeah, you heard me right. 30% off. Choose from seeds by Burpee, The Cook's Garden, Ferry Morris, Botanical Interests, and many more. There's even a selection especially for kids to successfully grow and enjoy. Plan your garden now for healthier eating this year by growing your own fresh vegetables. Talk to Waddell's gardening experts for advice. Want to get started now? Get efficient grow light bulbs and grow indoors year-round. Waddell's new grow light bulbs have 10,000 hours of life. That's 9 years based on 3 hours per day, with an estimated energy cost of just $3.85 a year. Waddell's has all your seed starting needs, including the new fiber environmentally friendly pots, seed starting soil, seedling heating mats, labels, and much more. So don't forget, this week, all your vegetable and flower seeds are 30% off. Get a head start on your gardens this year with friendly advice from the experts at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Bird Watch. Comments and questions for Roger. We have the lines ready for you. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. We have Ed lined up as well as Jim. But ladies first, Andrea, right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
Hi, Roger. I'm doing pretty good, even though I'm not a penguin. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Does your license plate on the vehicle you drive say Birdman?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there is a man out there, and I thought maybe that was you.
Nope. Bless his heart. I have one of the wildlife license plates, but no, it does not say Birdman.
Okay. Well, mine says we have a couple little dogs. And mine says Pug Mom, and my husband says Pug Pop.
That's cool. I'll be looking for you out on the streets.
Okay. Well, the question is,
uh-huh.
because we have these pugs, one of them only weighs 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the birds and feed them your bird food.
Well, good.
And we've got a Cooper Hawk who likes to come in
mm-hmm.
our yard.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I are a little fearful that that thing's going to pick up this 10-pound little dog, thinking it's a rabbit. Is that going to happen, Roger?
Not likely, but I can't guarantee that it won't happen. Your pug would be too large of a critter to haul away, to grab and pick up and take off. But a hawk making a mistaken run on a animal too big to haul away, I can't rule that out. I can tell you that as skunks have become frequently less common, they're not going extinct, but their numbers are dropping. Great horned owls have switched to eating cats as their meal. Matter of fact, a new study of great horned owl behavior was actually moved into the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, because so many people let their cats run loose that it's, from an owl's perspective, the old country buffet. And so instead of doing the owl study in the wilderness where you might think it would be more likely, it's actually taking place right in an urban area. I've not heard of a dog the size of a pug being prey, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility. There would be injuries, but not likely a complete kill.
I'm kind of flabbergasted that there is a Cooper's Hawk in my neighborhood, because I live within the city of Kalamazoo.
Oh, well, that's where the birds are. Who was the the famous gangster who, when asked, "Why do you rob banks?" That's where the money is. People feed birds, attract large numbers of birds, and both Coopers and sharp-shinned hawks, the sharp-shinned being far more common in our area, both are what are called bird hawks. And bird feeders are a good place to find birds. And so you're really doing bird feeding on two levels there. The birds that are eating your seed, and then the critters like your Cooper's hawk that are eating birds.
Maybe I should put some antlers on Lulabelle, and maybe he'll mistake her for a tiny deer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it is unlikely that you're going to have a problem, but it's not beyond the realm of possible.
Okay. All right.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. You have a good one.
All righty. Thank you very much for the call. Andrea, Ed coming up now. Good morning, Ed. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Pretty good, Roger. Hey, that study in Charlotte.
Yeah.
If you ever get down there, they got a great raptor center just a little bit south west of town. And they do a lot of cool work there.
Oh, cool.
But, yeah, and I'm not at all surprised that they did that. That's first I heard that, but that's interesting. Question is, maybe I'm pushing spring and you talk about the penguins and everything, but just give me an idea of nesting boxes, because with all this snow, it's going to be around here for a while.
Yeah.
And the birds probably are going to start looking for nesting boxes, snow or no snow. If we left anything in bluebird boxes or anything over the winter, as possible places for them to have for a bird hotel.
Mm-hmm.
When should we get that out of there?
Right now.
Right now?
Yeah,
okay.
1st of March, and okay. Today is the 1st.
Okay.
There's probably not the sense of urgency there would be in a normal year when by March we begin to see the snow melt away and we get some sunny, warm days. With it being back below zero this coming week and cloudy, I don't think there's going to be a lot of birds looking at nest sites. But that's why I suggest that boxes that aren't easy to get to should be cleaned out in the fall. As soon as you can get to them, you probably should.
Hey, those little nesting baskets really work well for the small birds, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got them at Waddell's, those little, you know what I mean, those little wicker type.
Yeah, those pockets, yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
Cool. Hey,
okay.
Thanks for calling, Ed.
Yep. See you, Roger. Bye.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Ed. Head up to Doster. Jim, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Roger.
How you doing?
Good. I wanted to report to you that my wife and I, earlier this week, seen a bald eagle, and we were on Riverview Drive, just south of Parchment, and he swooped down in front of us, and he grabbed a squirrel that was on the curb, and then he got up, and he flew over towards the river, and what a gorgeous, gorgeous bird.
Yeah, there are a number of breeding pairs along the Kalamazoo River, and they tend to hang out along the river as long as it doesn't freeze over. And anywhere along the river, you can see them. Years ago, I don't even know if there's still a Dairy Queen at the bottom of East Main Hill, but there used to be, and I saw a bald eagle on the ground in their parking lot getting something. And so anywhere near the river, you can see it. That's a great sighting. It certainly gets your heart to go pitter-pat, doesn't it?
It did. And we also, where we live, we have a pileated woodpecker. And we've seen him multiple times, and I hear him every day. And I wondered if does the male and the female look identical?
Not identical, but unless if they're any distance away, it would be hard to tell the difference without looking through binoculars. So unless you're close to the bird or are looking through glass, you may not be able to tell the difference from some distance.
Okay, so their color is the same then.
Yeah, pretty much. There's more red on the head of the male than the female, but the difference is more subtle than it is in other woodpeckers.
Oh, that's an unbelievable bird too.
Oh yeah, they're the size of a crow.
Your show very much.
Oh well, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
I appreciate the call, Jim.
And a couple of quick things here at the end. One, you know that sometimes when it's nature related, we digress on birdwatch into other species. And wolves are under threat in Michigan. We're approaching the end of the signature gathering process to get that on the fall election. And the next week or so will be your last opportunity to sign that petition and let the people of the state decide what's a game animal here. There will be opportunities at the Women's Lifestyle event sponsored by WKZO at the Expo Center at the fairgrounds. They'll also be looking for signatures at the Chili Cook-Off downtown and the Art Hop this coming Friday. One last thing, the good news in this cold weather, hummingbirds started coming across the Gulf of Mexico this week.
Love it.
Just like clockwork. If you want to watch their progress coming north, go to the website, hummingbirds.com. plural, hummingbirds.net. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you very much, Roger. And again, thank you for joining us on this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Each and every Saturday morning in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center and by the River Lake Inn. We'll check in with John McNeil from the WKZO.com newsroom, and then we'll be joined by Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers Remodeling around the home coming up on 590 WKZO. White snow beginning to move out of the area. More on the way. We'll check that AccuWeather forecast as well following a check of that news with John McNeil on 590 WKZO. 25 degrees in Kalamazoo.
Little birdie, he don't mind the way he should. He needs watching. That's when you know that he'll be good.